You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class,
or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
Michael, good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
Doing well.
We are all pumped up because we got, the schedule. We got the Bears. We got everybody jumping in. People all excited. Vegas says 8.5. That seems fairly reasonable. They were 5-12 last year. They obviously fell apart at different points, had coaching issues. They've upgraded seemingly in the offseason. I thought it was really interesting, Mike, that apparently the Minnesota Vikings also 8-5 in Vegas. For some reason, that just surprises me a little bit.
Well, with a new quarterback who's unproven and who suffered a season-ending injury in his only preseason appearance, I think that it's sensible. And the over-under for teams is a reflection of the betting trends. What do people think? And it moves up and down. And look, we never know who's going to be good. We never know who's going to be bad. The thing that I find fascinating more than anything else about the NFL schedule, they make predictions based upon who they think will be good. And they give them extra primetime games, even if that team has done nothing to merit being disrupted in their usual routine. Now, think about this. If you are a team, now there used to be a requirement that everybody had at least one primetime game. Everybody had one short week game and only one short week game between Sunday and Thursday. Now it's about coming up with the best way to get maximum eyeballs on as many standalone windows as possible. And it creates a competitive imbalance. You're going to have teams like the Titans, Browns, and Saints that never have to worry about playing short week or primetime this year. They can go about their business. They can create a routine. Look at the Texans 2 years ago. Nobody even noticed they were closing in on winning the division. They were playing at 1 o'clock Eastern every single Sunday. There's a benefit to that. And it's one thing to take the Chiefs and the Eagles, who got to the top of the mountain last year, and say, you're going to be playing all sorts of crazy times, prime time. The Chiefs have like 8 or 9 standalone games this year. But to take a team like the Bears, take a team like the Falcons, who has 5 primetime games, the Dolphins, who haven't done jack diddly squat, and I don't know why the league would think they're going to do it this year, and load them up with a bunch of these big games, I don't think that's fair. But they're betting on these teams being good, but they're making it harder for them to be good by putting them in all of these primetime standalone games.
Mike, given your affection for and knowledge of the Minnesota Vikings, I'm curious what you think about that opening game, Monday Night Football in Chicago against the Bears, the beginning of the Ben Johnson era. I think it's a tough matchup for the Bears, but I also understand why some people may look at that as a welcome opportunity, because J.J. McCarthy is a relative unknown. He's going to be essentially playing his rookie year. What do you think of that matchup?
I think there's always a risk in facing a young quarterback without having film on him. And we'll often see a guy who starts for the first time, for the first 4, 5, or 6 weeks, things might go well. And then when there's enough film, to really get into the nuances of what he does well, what he doesn't do well, what he likes to do, what he doesn't like to do. It's easier to game plan for him. Now, the Bears, I assume, will just game plan for a system, but you can't really game plan for the player. You can go back and look at what he did at Michigan, but you know, Kevin O'Connell is going to have something whipped up that isn't really going to be, I think, as obvious until you see it. And you look at the Vikings in recent years, and this is one area where they really need to improve. By the time they get to the postseason, it's too easy to crack the code on everything they do. Early in the season, you don't know what they're doing. So I think that's a benefit for the Vikings if J.J. McCarthy can play. And, you know, the same thing applies to the Bears. We don't know what Ben Johnson's offense with Caleb Williams is going to look like. It might look a lot different in the offense with Jared Goff, because Caleb Williams is a guy who can make the off-schedule plays. We've heard Ben Johnson talk about that. So there's a different dynamic facing the Vikings week one than if it was Bears-Vikings, whenever their rematch is going to be. They'll know each other better, and there'll be more film to more reliably prepare for what you're going to face. It makes for an exciting game on Monday night because nobody really knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, I think that one of the fun elements of the game is, you know, almost this side show of who's the better quarterback whisperer. Is it Kevin O'Connell or Ben Johnson? You know, both guys working with a quarterback for the first time. I get it. They're from the same draft class, but we haven't seen anything as of yet from the Vikings quarterback. So it just is a fun little thing to have as a kind of a sidelight.
And, you know, if J.J. McCarthy pans out, it'll be 6-for-6 out of the first 12 picks in the 2024 draft. So far, Caleb Williams is on the pass of pass-fail. Jaden Daniels is the superstar of the class so far. Drake May is clearly on the pass side, and they expect very big things from him in 2025. Michael Penix Jr., we haven't seen a lot, but the Falcons saw enough to bench Kirk Cousins. Bo Nix got to the playoffs, for crying out loud. Yeah. McCarthy's the only one that didn't play. Now, history would tell us that that makes McCarthy the most likely to be a bust, because 6-for-6 has never happened. Look back to 1983, like half of the guys, and that's usually the rate, 50 to 40% of the first round quarterbacks end up being good. But it could be 6-for-6 from 2024. McCarthy is the key to making it a clean sweep, assuming Caleb keeps going up, May keeps going up, and Penix plays like the Falcons believe he'll play.
All right, let's assume that J.J. McCarthy does that and Penix does that. Of those six quarterbacks, Mike, do you believe Caleb Williams is best positioned to take the biggest step forward this year among those 2024 first-round draft picks?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. I think we saw from him in the preseason. Now, look, there isn't a lot that you can glean from preseason play. I always look to see if a guy passes the eyeball test. And I saw enough from Caleb Williams in his preseason game to make me think he can do the one thing that separates the great quarterbacks from the good quarterbacks. When things go sideways, can you make things happen either horizontally or vertically? Can you extend plays? Can you reset and find a receiver? Do you have the rapport with the pass catchers where they know where to go to get the ball when the play that was designed doesn't work? I think last year, start to finish. Now, we focus on the Hail Mary that went bad against the Commanders, but think back to the early stages of the season. I remember it was like week 3 Sunday Splash Report from Jay Glazer that had Mercedes Lewis, Cole Kmet, and Caleb Williams on the record, that they'd gone to Shane Waldron, the offensive coordinator, and said, "Coach us, let's go, let's do this." And then Waldron got fired, and then the whole thing fell apart in the Hail Mary, and then the coup de grace on Thanksgiving. It was just a season of turmoil. So you bring in Ben Johnson, you upgrade the team, and you settle things down. And I know that for a Bears fan, it's like, you know, I don't want to take the cheese again. I took the cheese last year and I got my finger caught in the trap. I'm going to be more hesitant this year to buy into the hype, but I think there are more tangible reasons to do it. But
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day,
or new shoes for her favorite salsa class,
or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
But you still could get your fingers caught in the trap, because the one thing we know about every great coordinator, that doesn't mean he's going to be a great head coach. It's a different skill set. It's a different reality. And there have been plenty of competent offensive and defensive coordinators, so competent they become head coaches, that have flamed out in that job. But I think there's reason to be optimistic that Caleb Williams is going to take a big step and the Bears have an opportunity to really turn things around and win a lot more than the 5 games they won last year.
You know, it's funny. I just saw on the site, you got a story about how the Trevor Lawrence is in one primetime game. And you would think that 5 years into his career, former number one overall pick, kid, you know, great player out of Clemson, that they would be a little bit farther along. Now, you know, obviously they got a new coach in Liam Cohen, and they traded up in the draft for Travis Hunter. Will he be a receiver? Most likely a part-time defensive player. But I don't know why there is no juice to Duval.
Well, and it's funny because at one point the NFL sent out a graphic hyping their schedule release, and there were 5 quarterbacks in it, and Trevor Lawrence was one of them, which I think would be a reasonable clue that there's going to be more than one primetime game. And with one primetime game, it should have been against the Texans. They play close games against division rivals. Chiefs-Jaguars feels like Globetrotters-Washington Generals. Now, the Chiefs have a bad habit of playing with their food and making games close even when they shouldn't be, so who knows? But it is an indictment on the team and on the quarterback, especially when you throw Travis Hunter into the mix with still plenty of time to go back and refeed the factors and figures into the AI-generated schedule to get the Jaguars more primetime spots. That said, we know how it goes now. Late season, Sunday, Monday, Thursday, flexing can happen. So the Jaguars can play their way into primetime later in the year. But based on the schedule we've seen, the league is betting on them being as irrelevant, with one exception, as they've been in recent years, even with Trevor Lawrence as their quarterback.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up with you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys. See you.
That is Mike Florio.
Good stuff.
Always fun to talk to him.
Yeah, good. He's good perspective on the entire league, and that is very interesting what's going on in Jacksonville, the lack of buzz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Amazon has everything for every kind of birthday. Whether that's a three-tier cake stand,
happy birthday!
Comet balloons for your son's space theme party.
Happy birthday!
Or gifts like a karaoke machine for that friend who never stops singing.
Happy birthday to you!
From cake stands to karaoke machines, shop everything for every party on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.